We've created a substantial open-air gallery for everybody to enjoy for free. Follow in the footsteps of pilgrims on an inspired journey through landscapes, nature and heritage that spans woodlands and open hilltops down to the coast. Highlights include otherworldly works of art, including domes with 360-degree views and sculptural seats that reflect the shapes of the surrounding hills and valleys.
I would describe myself as a collaborative artist. My background is in performance creation and performance work. And so as a visual artist, when I moved into visual art, I took a lot of those practices with me. So my work is very much made in collaboration with people, with communities, with other people, with conversations. I always want the work to exist very much in relationship to the people that see it, but to the people that help make it, to the people that inspire it, to the people of the community to whom the work will then belong. This piece was very much inspired by the voices of the community that I was working with in and around this particular area of Kent. I wanted to reflect that moment when you're in the countryside and you can close your eyes and you can hear differently, you can feel differently, your senses become heightened, become different. And I think that's a lot. While we talk about inspiring views, I think part of that experience of an inspiring view is exactly that, is that moment of transportation. During my kind of research and work on this piece, I discovered that one of my favourite poets, Hilaire Belloc, actually wrote a beautiful and meditative book about the Pilgrim's Way called The Old Road. And in that work, just after he passes the point at which my work now sits, he tells us that he's told by a local child about a battle that has happened in the area, a battle between two kings. But the child can't remember the time of the battle or which kings were involved, but that it was an important battle and that it was a kingly battle. And then he writes, "As I consider these things and other memories halting at this place, I came to wish that all history should be based upon legend. For the history of learned men is like a number of separate points set down very rare upon a great empty space. But the historic memories of the people are like a picture." I found that sentiment, that idea, very profound, and I hope that that concept is reflected in my work, which now exists and is set on this beautiful piece of Kent countryside and overlooking a Pilgrim's Way where people have been passing for centuries and centuries before us. The work is made from the apple crates from Rickard's farm. We worked with the wonderful people at Rickard's farm to make this piece, as it's on their land and overlooks much of the place that they have farmed for generations. Whilst when I came in, we didn't realise that this was a possibility, and when we started the project and then this beautiful opportunity arose to use the actual wood of apple crates that have been used at the farm, have been kind of working apple crates for a long time. We jumped on that opportunity. I really wanted to explore that opportunity to connect this piece even more with the area, with the place and with the landscape. First, what I have is a collaborative process. So I go in and talk to people, I work with people, and I was exploring what the countryside and what the site and what the idea of pilgrimage meant to people locally. From that, I created sound waves. So I asked the people that I worked with to let me record some of their thoughts, what they were saying. And from that, I created a kind of visualization of the sound wave of their voices telling me about the importance of the countryside, of the space, of the views that surrounded them in this area. So I used those sound waves to create the shape of this work. One of the first things that I would like people to take away from the piece would be it's very important to be able to take a moment. And sometimes we're forced to because we've just climbed a very long and very hard hill. And sometimes our body tells us that we need to stop and take a moment. But of course, sometimes we need to ask ourselves to take that moment. The fact that the work is a bench is obviously, there's a utilitarian part of that experience, but there can also be quite a profound part of that experience. I would like people to sit, I would like people to rest, I would like people to take a second to look out across that view, to take a moment out of their busy lives, out of all of the things that everyone has going on. And I would like them to take a moment to listen, to be still, and to be with all of the people who have walked that way for centuries before us.
We hope you've enjoyed learning about the artist and their sculpture. You can discover more about the great art doors by visiting the North Downs Way Art Trail website at kentdowns.org.uk/art-trail, including all the locations of the other artworks, what makes them so special, and how to plan future visits to this inspiring and accessible open-air gallery.